amithejerk1310@gmail.com. That's where you send those scenarios, just like these fine folks. Greetings, Invasion. I have a scenario that involves a member of your program. I won't mention him by name.
It's so obviously
for anonymity. I will refer to him as Mavis Trahia.
Oh.
And he produces quality content from 9 to 1. On to the scenario. I am an assistant coach on a baseball team that includes the daughter of Mavis. Last Saturday, Mavis was there along with his younger son. Before the game was over, they moved down to the playground area that is close to the baseball field. After the game was over, my wife and I went down to the park along with our two kids and did some of the other parents and players. There's an ice cream truck that likes to post up by the playground. And guess who is sitting there with a fresh ice cream? Yep, the younger Trahia is there with a frozen treat. So now I have to buy my kid a treat. Even though I've spent years convincing them this was a bad idea. I mean, who knows where those food items have been? So I immediately start griping at Mavis over his lack of impulse control. I should also mention that his wife wasn't too happy, and now she has to buy one for their daughter. So who is the jerk here? Is it me, the guy who volunteers his time to coach youth baseball? Or is it Mavis, radio superstar coming through Mejia? Mavis and his entire family are lovely people, by the way. But still, come on.
What? Kind of feels like you revealed who this was about there at the very end.
So Travis buys ice cream, and now all the other people have to because they see their kids.
So they have no
kid
control, and it's Travis's fault?
Well, I'd like if I could have a quick 20 to defend myself.
Or Mavis.
There's nothing to defend. Your kid wanted ice cream. You're like, I'm going to get it for him. And all these other parents are like, oh, no, now I have to do it.
And I'm not sitting. Like, we didn't sit right. Like, we're not in the playground while we're eating ice cream. We're off to the side under a tree. Like, the space I chose was legitimately to hide from my wife because she, as it says in the story, not super excited that I'd gotten some ice cream. She was ready to go home. She'd been out there for a while.
Uh-oh.
And, you know.
Let me tell you something, Travis.
Uh-huh.
Your kid could have been on second base sucking down ice cream, and it still would have been okay.
Let's go.
Dad, I don't see the problem with getting ice cream for your child.
I don't either.
And then if I saw somebody who had ice cream for their child and my kid's like, I want ice cream, I'm like, no, get in the car.
Too bad.
I mean, problem solved.
You went 0 for 4, son. What are you talking about?
I don't understand.
Right.
What am I missing here? But, Dad, they have ice cream. Cool. You don't. Get in the car.
You struck out 5 times. Losers don't deserve ice cream.
And then they go, Dad, get in the car.
You were worse than a golden sombrero. Get in the damn car.
All right, so Travis, of course,
yes,
is not
a
jerk,
jerk
in this situation.
Yeah, you're not the jerk, Travis.
All right, here we go.
Yes,
this past weekend, we had a neighborhood garage sale. A snow cone stand opened up in the park so people could grab a treat while they were out shopping. My kid asked if they could have one, and I said, sure. I handed them a $20 bill.
Oh, okay.
I knew the snow cones were $4.25.
All right.
And told them, tell the guy at the stand he can keep the coins. Okay. So my kid gets the snow cone, and I overheard the guy at the stand say, oh, wow, thank you. My kid comes back, and I ask for the change, to which they replied, you told me to give it to the guy at the stand. My intention was for my kid to leave the 75 cents as the tip and get the $15 in cash back, but they decided to just tell the guy to keep the change. I figured that I would just bite the bullet and let the guy keep the change, as I know this guy's local and does a lot of these events. I was a little pissed that I paid $20 for a snow cone, but it is what it is. Would I have been the jerk for going and asking for the $15 back? I think he would have understood. Or is he the jerk for keeping the big tip and not asking me, the parent, if the kid intended to tip that much?
I don't think he's the jerk, because is he supposed to leave the stand and come find you? Like, hey, I think maybe this is your kid, right? Yeah, so I think he tipped me too much.
Yeah, snow cone guy is definitely not the tip, or not the jerk, because, like, if you work in a restaurant or for tips, there's been plenty of times where it's very obvious a customer made a mistake on what they wrote in that little tip line. I'm not going to help that mistake. Whatever behooves me the most is what we're going to roll with.
I had a guy once when I was waiting tables where they left a very large tip, and I was like, man, that's awesome. I couldn't believe it. Like, a tip that didn't make sense, but I was like, man, wow. And that guy called the restaurant later, and I had to give that tip back because he's like, yeah, it was an accident. I didn't realize, I think what it was a large party of like 10, And so you automatically add gratuity. And right. I would tell people, but I don't think he heard me. Maybe who knows? Like, I wasn't trying to rip him off. So he had tipped and he goes, oh, I didn't want to tip extra. And I had to give back the extra.
Really?
Tip. Yeah.
And the restaurant made you give it back.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. So it's an interesting situation. I think, I mean, I don't know. It's $15. I get it, but.
But it is a kid in a snow cone.
Right.
So I think they're. You don't think you would question a kid giving you $20 and saying keep the change?
I think an adult picking up and finding a new spot. I just made $15.
An adult, I would have no issues with it.
Yeah, because you may go, are you sure that you want me to keep all this?
Right.
But then it could be, well, my dad said you should have it. I don't know. And then your kid comes back and you just chop his arm off and go, oh, it's the last time you're using this arm to do anything.
And the snow cone is still in it. It's just on the ground.
You've made a mistake.
I don't know,
man.
I don't think it's jerk territory, but I do think approaching the person and going back and getting your extra change, your extra money, it's definitely tiptoeing up to the line of jerkdom.
I feel like in that situation, because of the confusion that I may say, hey, I didn't mean to leave a $15 tip, but I tell you what, can I just get 10 back and you can keep the 5?
I think that would probably have been a perfect scenario.
Right, because that's still an insane tip
on a snow cone.
$4 snow cone.
Right, right.
So maybe you do that. Be like, you know, hey, I'm going to call it even here if you don't mind just giving me a 10.
Over 100% on a snow cone. That's probably the perfect scenario to handle that. I think I'm with the parent. I probably would feel some way to go up and ask for that money back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Depends on how far I have to walk it up to the game, man.
Let's say, Travis.
I said sometimes you just got to chalk it up to the game. A mistake was made. The kid messed up. You're out $15.
Right.
Now, it's $100. It's different, but it's $15. Like, it's not going to make or break you that much.
Or is it that kid's out there mowing the yard right now in the rain, crying, trying to make $15
for you, kid?
Yeah, we get that $15 out of the kid.
And did he even get a good flavor? Who knows?
What's the best flavor?
You know, I haven't had a snow cone in years.
Hot dog?
No. Remember, like, they had monkey's blood or whatever they called it?
Always blue. Good.
Yeah, whatever the blue one is, that's the best. And then you just dump a whole bunch of... When I was coming up, I dumped a whole bunch of whiskey in that thing.
Hell, I like rainbow.
That adult snow cone. Without so
grape.
Great.
I don't like grape.
Because it's just ice.
Yeah, it is.
It's really a...
Sugar. Water.
Yeah.
You know what it works.
What's wrong with sugar water?
Nothing.
All right. That's Am I the Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk? 1310@gmail.com. That's where you go and submit your submissions. Thank you for everyone who did. And we look forward to reading yours next week.